Hello.
Hi, is that Amanda?
Yeah.
Hi, Amanda. It's Leah calling from MMA Legal.
Hi.
I was just going to conduct your witness statement. Is now a good time for you?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Okay, no problem. Before I start, I do just have to let you know the call's recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
Okay.
And for the purpose of data protection, could you confirm your date of birth and your postcode for me?
It's 12/11/79.
Yeah, and your postcode?
It's IV670F.
Amazing, thank you very much. And so, like I said, this is for your witness statement. But before I do proceed into that, I just want you to know that you are completely in control of this phone call. You can take a break at any time, you can skip a question, you can ask me to reword anything. Obviously, some questions may be a bit upsetting because they do concern your time and care and its impact. But you are completely in control, okay?
Yeah.
Are you happy to continue today?
Yeah.
And do you need anyone with you?
No, I'm fine.
Okay. And do you understand the purpose of the statement and agree that it can be used for Scottish redress?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So I'm just going to start off with a little bit about your personal background and your entry into care. So where did you grow up?
So I was born in Edinburgh and I lived with my dad, my sister and my two brothers.
And did you live in a house or a flat?
We lived in a flat.
Flat, no problem. Okay. What was home life like before you went into care?
Well, my dad took us to live in Olness in the Highlands. And he married another woman who took myself and my sister through a lot of neglect, abuse, physical abuse, mental abuse.
And around what age were you when you were moved to the Highlands?
I was four.
And how did you come to enter into care?
So my dad took me to live with my mum in Dingwall. I think my dad was aware of the abuse, so he removed me from the home. I lived with my mum for a short time, and there was a lot of drinking, fighting, violence.
For your first time,
and who was it who made the decision for you to go into care?
It was my mum.
And was that voluntary or was that involuntary of her?
I'm not really sure. I think the social work might have stepped in.
Okay. And were you ever told why you went into care?
You were the best
of not by my parents, no. I knew that I was obviously quite I was suffering PTSD when I was a child. So I knew that I was damaged, and that's why I was being moved to a better place.
But you were never outright told why?
No, I was never told why, no.
Okay.
Do you remember what your accommodation was?
You said you had two brothers and a sister.
I had five brothers and a sister.
Okay.
that they lived between my sister lived with my dad.
Okay.
And what about your brothers?
They lived with my mum.
And was that all of the brothers lived with your mum?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And were you separated from them when you went into care?
Yes.
From all of them?
From all of them, yes.
Okay, and did any of them go into the care system?
Yes, they were all in care at
all of them.
One point and another, yes.
Were any of them kept together?
Well, yes, there was an incident where we were, myself and my three younger brothers were taken into care for a couple of days. And my two older brothers were sent somewhere else.
But your main time in care was completely separated?
Yeah.
And what was
okay. How old were you when you first entered into the care system?
I was 9.
Okay. And I know it's a bit of a difficult question, but how did you feel at the time?
At the time, the placement that I got put to, I felt abandoned, alone. I was basically just left.
If I ever go silent, it's just typing out your notes, okay?
Yeah.
I'm not ignoring, I promise. And is there anything important about your childhood health, learning needs, vulnerability, or any named history that should be recorded?
Sorry, I don't know what you mean.
So is there anything important about your childhood, about, you know, before you entered care that you feel should be noted for redress to know? So anything such as, did you have any health conditions? Any learning needs?
Nothing that was ever diagnosed, no.
Okay, you say nothing diagnosed. Was there something
I think I'm on the spectrum. I think I might have ADHD. But I've never been checked for it.
No problem, I'll pop that down. So I've created a bit of a chronology of care for your time in care, just to try and get a timeline. So
yeah.
I have it in here that you entered into care at 9 years old in 1989,
mm-hmm.
and that was with a family called the Frasers.
Yeah.
And that was about a couple of years.
Well, I went to the Frasers for a weekend, and my brothers went home, and I was placed with a separate foster family in Tain.
Mm-hmm. How long were you with them for?
A matter of weeks.
Okay. So how did it come around to being with the Frasers?
So then I, once I left Tain, I was put back to the Frasers.
Okay. And how long were you with them for, if you can remember?
I was with them for, I think I was there for around 2 years.
Okay, no problem at all. I've then got a next one, which was 1993, with Cole Park Children's Centre.
No, I was actually placed up in a foster home in Tongue.
Okay, and how long were you there for?
A few weeks.
A few weeks, okay, no
yeah.
problem. So it was the Frasers, then the one in Tongue, and then it was Cole Park?
No, sorry.
No.
So after the one in Tongue, I was then placed with a couple in Fern.
Okay. Would you say that the Fraser's was the longest one?
Yeah.
And the rest of them, were they the same, just like a matter of weeks at a time?
The placement in Fern, I think I was there for, I want to say maybe around 6 months.
Okay.
Yeah, and I asked for my social work to be removed because the man, he made me really uncomfortable. He did a lot of strange things that he shouldn't have been doing.
Okay. And then is that when you were then put into Cole Park, or was that after numerous?
No, I was then placed in to another foster family in Invergordon.
Okay. And again, like timeline with them?
A matter of weeks.
Okay.
They were alcoholics.
Okay. And did you choose to leave? Did you request to be removed from there as well?
No, it was only short term. So they placed me into another place in Inverness.
Okay. And was that again a foster family?
Yeah, short term. Yeah, just a few weeks.
Okay. Again, short term. What was that one like?
I don't really remember that one, to be honest.
Okay.
And then I was put back to the Fraser's again.
So you returned back to the Fraser's after about 4 different foster homes?
Yeah.
And how long were you returned back for?
I was there until I was 13.
Yeah, that checks with what we have on our from your records that we received.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then what was the circumstances for leaving from the Fraser's?
So they were a nice family, but Billy Fraser had a very bad alcohol problem, and I used to come home from school and find them unconscious on the floor and stuff like that, and I found it quite disturbing, so I started running away from home.
Okay. Okay. And then is that when it was into Cole Park Children's Centre, was
yeah.
it? And
yeah.
Can I ask the location, is that whereabouts it was?
That's in Olmes.
And is that where the Fraser's were as well?
Yeah, they were in Olmes as well, yeah.
Okay. So what I'm going to do now, I've got Cole Park Children's Centre from 13, which was about 1993.
Mm-hmm.
I've then got Ferran Tosh after.
Yeah.
And that was a couple of months later.
Yep.
And then I've got Rossi School, which was 1994 till 95.
Yeah.
Does that sound about right to you?
Yeah, that's right.
And was there any other care placements after Rossi, or was that when you left care?
I went back to Ferran Tosh after Rossi.
Okay.
And I was there until I was 17.
And when you left care, were you given any temporary housing or anything like that?
No, I was basically put out the door with my bag and left to get on with it.
Yeah.
Right,
bye.
Okay. Terrific.
Okay,
so what I'm going to do now is I am going to ask multiple questions. They are going to be the same questions, but I have to ask each one for each different care institute. So I'm just going to start off with the Fraser's.
Okay.
So, from what we've been speaking about, obviously I've written down here, so it was the Fraser's, it was about 1989, and that was in the Highland Council Social Work Department.
Yeah.
It was a foster home, and you spent a weekend there with your 2 youngest brothers.
Yeah.
Then they went back home, and you had been placed with a separate foster family for a few weeks before you returned back, and you were with them for 2 years.
Yeah.
Okay, no problem.
happened on the train.
So in a few sentences, what was the ordinary daily life like there?
It was the most normality that I ever had in my life was when I first went to live with the Frasers.
Yeah. And what was the routine? Was there a routine, like a daily routine, or anything that was kind of strict, or was it just?
It was just a normal family life. But the problem was they were only short term foster carers, so they couldn't keep me full time, and I think that's why I got placed in other places.
Okay. And what was the food like with the Frasers?
Fine.
Home cooked meals?
Yeah.
Okay. And clothing, were you given clothing when you were there?
Yeah.
And could you remain in contact with your family or not?
No, there was no contact.
And was that something that you had chosen or something they had, or was that to do with the Frasers?
It was my choice.
Okay, no problem. So, did anything happen whilst at the Frasers that you now consider abuse, neglect, or harmful?
At that time, no.
Okay. What about when you returned back?
When I returned back later, when I was around 12, 13, that was when Billy Frasier had a big alcohol problem, and I was coming home from school every day, and he was lying unconscious and like injured himself, and you know, I'd come home and think that he was lying there dead, and yeah, it wasn't good.
Yeah. And did anything happen? So I have to name the four types of abuse under redress. So was there any sexual harm, physical
no.
harm, emotional
no.
harm, or neglect?
No.
Okay. And I'm assuming was Billy the foster father?
Yeah.
Okay. And did they have their own children there? Was it just yourself?
Yes, they had their own children as well.
And did you get along with them?
Yeah.
Okay. And did you tell anyone about the alcohol problem of Billy and coming home to him unconscious?
I did tell like my friends, told my sister. There was another girl that stayed there that had complained to social work about it, but I didn't.
And was anything done from her complaint?
I don't know, I'm not sure.
Okay, no problem. And just in a few words, what was different about this placement compared with the others that you were in?
The majority of the time before the drinking, I was safe, and it was a nice place to live.
Okay. Okay. So that's everything done there for the Frasers. Are you doing okay? Would you like to take a break?
No, I'm fine, thanks.
Okay, no problem. So I'm going to move on now to Cold Park Children's Centre.
I'd like to tell you about the placement in Ferran and the placement in Invergordon.
Okay, no problem. I'm just going to pop that in.
Okay.
Okay. We can speak about that. And that was a foster placement. Okay, in your own time and in your own words, would you like to tell me about that place?
Yeah, so they were an older couple. It was just me that was there. I just remember being on edge, living there, like feeling that something wasn't right. And he would, his name was Dan, and he used to come into my room and like in his dressing gown and like get in under the covers and like rub my belly and stuff like that.
Was he naked under the cover?
He was naked under his dressing gown.
So the dressing gown was the only thing that separated skin on skin?
Yeah.
Okay. Did anything further happen from rubbing your belly?
No, not nothing further than that, but he used to, like, if I walked past him, he would, like, grab a hold of me in a kind of joking way, and, like, he was tickling me, but it was, like, all over my body, and it was just inappropriate.
Yeah. And how did it make you feel?
Like I didn't want to be there.
Did you feel safe?
Did
you ever feel safe in that placement, or just
no?
An edge? Okay.
No, I didn't.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to tell me about that placement?
No, I think that's just the two main things. Yeah.
Okay. No problem at all. Just bear with me. I'm just having some technical difficulties on my side. I'll be 1 second.
Okay.